No, I can't really say that it's really been that big of a deal. I mean, it gets hit every now and then, and but really this past game, I can't really say that it's been that big of a deal.
What's been the story for you personally this year, Josh, after such a great rookie season?
You said what?
What's been the story for you personally this year after such a great year last year?
Oh, you know, just some breaks haven't gone my way. You know, I feel like each week in my preparation, I'm continuing to get better, understanding defenses, but, you know, it's just been certain plays, you know, whether it's a play-action fake in the red zone or a ball that's just a little high getting deflected. I mean, just some of the breaks went my way last year haven't gone my way this year, but you know, at the same time, you got to take it for what it is and continue to prepare and try to get better.
Same kind of thing going on in the first quarter of games, why points are so hard to come by for you guys early?
Yeah, and it's really this year it's been penalties. You know, we in the first quarter it's been outrageous the amount of penalties we've had, whether it's holding. This past week we had a face mask by a wide receiver going up for a fade ball. I mean, it's just penalties have really set us back early on in games.
Josh, what do you remember about the 0-9 game against the Packers, your first start?
Yeah, I mean, it was a throwback game. You know, we came out and, I mean, for a first start, we were able to find a way to win the game. You know, wasn't, I guess, necessarily pretty at all times, but at the end of the game, we were able to make enough plays to come away with the win.
Josh, you played New Orleans. I mean, what are the challenges you face as an offense when you're going up against another high-powered offense?
Really, it's you got to kind of take in the mentality of you got to match them, and then you got to try to I guess hog possession. You got to try to keep them off the field, and I mean make the most out of each possession, because you know with an offense like New Orleans or obviously Green Bay, I mean they're going to get their yards, they're going to get their points. So you just have to try to limit their number of possessions. Turnovers are something that can't happen, and I mean when you get in the red zone, you got to score touchdowns, not field goals.
So you don't want to get in a shootout necessarily, then?
No, I mean it's. I mean each game's its own game. You never know how it's gonna shape up or shake out. But I mean at the same time, the lower the amount of possessions that the Green Bay Packers have, I feel like the better chances of us winning. You know, and that's kind of the same way it is every week. But it's more of an emphasis when you're playing elite quarterbacks such as Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers.
What do you admire from afar watching Rodgers play the position?
You know, to be honest, I haven't really had the opportunity to watch him a whole lot this year. You know, we watched him in the week one when they played the Saints, watching that film. You know, I would say just the chemistry he has with his wide receivers. You know, they're always on the same page. I mean, those guys go out and they get after it for him. You know, I had the opportunity to play with Jordy Nelson in college, and I mean, they're on the same page, you know, whether it's blitz looks, just getting the ball out quick, or just the timing and precision they have down the field. I mean, it was fun to watch.
You guys started off well this year. I guess what's it going to take for you guys to get back on track?
No, we just got to just keep it what has made us successful, you know, and that's really hard work. You know, we're not a team, I guess, full of all-stars. I mean, we don't really have any. We're really young. And, you know, we just can't ever get the sense of a rival that we've made it. I mean, you just have to continue to go in every day and work as hard as you can, never take anything for granted.
As the quarterback, you know, do you have to communicate with your coaches about the play calling to maybe help you get in a little bit better rhythm and get the offense to a better start early in the game?
Well, like I said, I mean, we communicate all throughout the week, you know, and we've had good plans. You know, the number of big plays we've had called back, I mean, I'm not kidding you at all, man. It's been, I mean, we had a go ball for a good 30-yard chunk in the first quarter this past week. We've had big runs. We've had more explosive passes called back by holding. And it's really, I mean, those plays, normally, if you get them, it picks up momentum and kind of sets the tone for the whole game. But we're having it to where, I mean, a lot of penalties, you know, and that's something it's been addressed. It's something that we have to start taking personally, you know. When you have penalties starting out early in the game, early in drives, it really makes it difficult on you to start fast. And, I mean, that's kind of been our Achilles heel throughout this year.
What do you think of the Packers blitz package they rolled out Monday night?
Oh, I think it's I mean, they have a good blitz package, you know. We've studied them, watched all their blitzes throughout the year, you know, and it's we take a lot of pride in our blitz pickup, you know, not having any free rushers. When you get hats on hats, you gotta win those matchups, and the Packers do a great job. Getting Clay Matthews matched up on running backs, and like you saw in the game, whenever he stuck Christian Ponder for the sack fumble, they had two running backs assigned to block him. I mean, they just couldn't block him. So, it's a very good blitz package. Their secondary does a good job of disguising it. So it's gonna be a challenge. You know, it's gonna be an exciting week of film study preparation, and then when we get in there to play him, it's gonna be fun to see those looks in person.
Haven't played with him, you know. Why do you think Jordy's having the season he's having right now?
You know, Jordy's just, all around just a great player. You know, he's a humble guy, hardworking, he's just going to make plays. That's all he does. You know, he's never going to mess up. I mean, he takes the approach of the game that he takes it personal, you know, it's no surprise to me that he's has the success that he has, and I'm just really proud of Jordy, you know, and really happy that he's having the success that he is.
What other NFL quarterback have you spent the most time watching tape of that you think applies to you the best?
I watch a number of different guys, you know, mostly in the off season. Try to pick out different things from different guys, and Peyton Manning just. I mean, the way he gets the ball out and has a command over the huddle. I watch Tom Brady. Now, just kind of the finesse to his game, being a bigger guy. You got to try to add a level of finesse to your game. And you look at back in the day, Donovan McNabb came out such a great athlete. But, what allowed him to sustain, longevity in the NFL was kind of putting his athleticism and his running abilities kind of in the backseat and really becoming a pocket passer sitting in there. Then you look at Big Ben. A guy that just is able to make plays, moving around, and then obviously, I think Aaron Rodgers kind of encompasses them all. I mean, he's sitting in the pocket, he freaking slings it, and then, when he gets on the move, you know, he's dangerous. So, I try to watch the guys that are the elite guys in my position, you know, and try to pick certain things that each of them do well, and try to better my game with each of those, you know, but at the same time, still remaining myself as a quarterback.